This is AM 1300 KGLO. It is the month of December already, and here we are with Bernard Jeske with the Progressive Agricultural Foundation. How are we doing today, Bernard?
I'm doing great. How's Eric doing?
Excellent, excellent. And we have arrived in December, and it's some maybe have already done some shopping, but there's probably some more shopping to be done heading into that Christmas season. And how would you go about gifting for the holidays on that also safety side of things as well?
Great question, Eric, because the thing is, you know, everybody always struggles with what do I purchase somebody that's got everything already, you
Correct.
Know? And so we're going to talk a little bit today about just gifting in the way of safety. You know, give you an example, you know, there are times that, you know, where we talk about how precious life is and that type of thing, but maybe we don't take the time to purchase some of the safety items that really help us protect that life. You know, maybe we get pretty excited when we get that shiny new toy or new object, but there's sometimes we just have to take a look at safety items. And it's maybe items just we're replacing around the house, or maybe around our parents or grandparents that, you know, they have items there, but they probably need to be replaced due to safety. And, you know, give you an example, you know, let's say somebody has some, you know, maybe a 30-year-old ladder, and that old ladder is an old wood ladder, and maybe it's cracked and been repaired and cracked again and been repaired again. And yes, it still works, but it would be nice to get that thing replaced with a nice safe ladder that we wouldn't have to worry about our loved ones, you know, when they climb up on there. And that could relate then to any kind of piece of equipment that they got around the farm or around the shed, tools, you know, and we may have ideas of, yeah, they need to be replaced, but, you know, due to the lack of time, maybe financials, you know, other factors that might prevent us from getting those replaced, you know, when they should have been replaced, kind of puts everything in the back seat type of thing. So I need to tell people, just take a broad look at what your loved ones are using out there and maybe take a look at some of that in the way of gifting safety items.
Yeah, most definitely. I could relate a little bit to that. And you talked about the ladder. And I think I had, maybe it wasn't a 30-year-old ladder, but I had a 20-year-old hand-me-down, and that got replaced. And those are gifts in different items that I look at each year to, you know, possibly put on my list. Or if I, you know, go over to my parents' house or grandparents' house and use their ladder, per se, and go, maybe it's time to get them a new ladder for Christmas this year. Might not be exactly what they were looking for under the tree, but it'll be a great gift for safety purposes from here on out.
You know, and you're somebody else that, you know, people say they've already got everything. Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Like you said, it might have been handed down to you, and you used it for 20 years, but it might have been used for 20 years before it got handed down to you.
Right. So, that is correct.
That's a good analogy. Good analogy there, Eric.
Yeah, and looking ahead, also you're gonna see some folks around the areas that they might look to get an ATV or something along those lines, and you got to think safety when you're purchasing those as well.
Yeah, you're right. You know, there's no doubt in my mind there will be families out there that will be purchasing an ATV or a UTV. For maybe their children or their family, or maybe it's going to be a purchase for the farm, you know, that they're going to be able to utilize. Well, all of those types of things also have to be some consideration there into safety. One, does everybody know how to ride or use that ATV or UTV safely? Because there are safety training programs out there that you can sign up for when you purchase that ATV or UTV out there. You also got to take into consideration what they call PPE, that personal protective equipment. You know, you really want a properly fitted helmet. And some people say, well, I'm just going to buy an adult helmet. The kids will grow into it. Well, yeah, they may grow into it in 10 years from now, but what's going to protect that child now when they're riding that ATV? Because if a youth puts on some oversized wobbly helmet on top of their head. One, if they ever are in kind of a rollover, that helmet's just going to go flying off. It's going to be of no value to them. And if it doesn't fit correctly, it hurts, and they're not going to want to wear that helmet. So it is important to get properly fitted helmet, especially for those youth, and get them used to wearing a helmet and setting that good example early. Other items for ATVs and UTVs, again, depending on what kind of riding you do, you probably ought to have some over-the-ankle boots, because the boots with a good heel, that seems to sit better on the platforms on those ATVs and UTVs. You should be looking at some eye protection, either goggles or some kind of a face shield on a helmet there, and protective clothing, gloves, long-sleeve shirts, jackets. You know, if you're riding in tall grass, brush, those types of things. A lot of different things there, again, that you can help purchase. If the family is purchasing that ATV or UTV, maybe some of these smaller personal protective equipment items are good little small gifts that you can be giving those individuals.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you know that, mom and dad's getting that bicycle, or maybe I get the helmet or the pads to go right along with that.
Yeah. Bicycles are the same type of thing. You know, the kids are growing up. You know, you're getting rid of those training wheels. We're taking those training wheels off, and now we're getting a bigger bicycle, a bigger, faster, all of that type of things. Well, the same type of importance there. We still got to have that properly fit helmet. And, you know, depending on if they ride that bicycle maybe in the evenings, we could add some reflectors on that bicycle. During the heat of the summer, if they're riding that bicycle a lot, there are water bottles that snap right onto the bicycle there. So the kids can stay hydrated during those hot summer days and have their water bottles right with them. And great accessories, great little gifts that you can add to another type of purchase with your Christmas gifts.
Yeah, and you have some great safety tips for families. If they're looking to make, you know, a big purchase or even the small purchase, there's going to be some great safety tips to go right along with all of the above.
Yeah, you're right. The thing is, it's a situation, maybe somebody is purchasing a new house or moving into a new house or moving into a new apartment or kids moving off to college. You know, there's always, you know, moving into a new location. Well, there's all kinds of things that you can kind of keep in mind there. One, everybody could use a new and some reusable masks. You know, this time, you know, dealing with this COVID situation, those are wonderful stocking stuffers. But outside of that, you know, you've got the smoke alarms, the detectors, you know, carbon monoxide detectors that people could utilize in their home, or maybe they've got one in their house, but they should have probably three or four smoke alarm or carbon monoxide detectors in their house. The same way with fire extinguishers. We might have one fire extinguisher in the house or in the garage, but maybe we should have one in the barn. Maybe we should have one in the combine. Maybe we should be carrying one in the pickup type of thing. So smoke detectors, fire extinguishers, those types of things that people don't normally think about as safety items. But boy, I'll tell you, when you're in need of one, it's nice to have one handy. So those are really good gifts. And again, families may think of it, but due to the expense, I'll do that later. It always kind of gets put back on the back shelf. And then, you know, as far as maybe new families that's got little ones coming, or maybe they do have little ones, maybe they need some items to baby-proof their home. You know, there are a lot of type of small gifts that you can give young families that's safety-minded just to help baby-proof the house and those types of things. So those are kind of some neat ideas there.
Yeah, and always... You get the gifts, and make sure you're reading the labels and such, and you're getting the correct gifts correlated with the correct ages, and you don't want, you're going to have little pieces, big pieces, you know, and so on.
That's an excellent point there, because the thing is, it seems like everything comes with instructions and directions, but nobody really likes to read the instructions right. or the directions. But, you know, it's really important, because the thing is, and it's more, I guess it's more fun if you kind of did that as a family. You know, if you handed one of your kids the directions to something and says, here, go read this before you can play with your game or your toy, and you're sending them off to the corner to read the directions, that doesn't sound like much fun. But if we do that as a family, all right, let's sit around here. We're going to figure out how we're going to play with this game or this toy or whatever that is, and you read it together as a family, it becomes more like an activity now rather than an instruction of reading the directions. Makes reading the directions and instructions a lot more fun, because the thing is, there are going to be some toys and gifts given that you do want to make sure you read the directions. And some of those toys may be interactive toys. Maybe it's a sewing machine or a little sewing kit for the kids, or baking. There are a lot of science kits out there that people may be purchasing, and a lot of things there. You know, adult supervision is required. So that's kind of important. Another thing we can do is teach our older kids to be a role model, empower them to be a good role model for their younger siblings. Because like you mentioned there could be little tiny parts to some of those toys that we shouldn't leave laying around because of the little ones. And that could even be anything that includes magnets, those little button batteries. They might include balloons, but any of those little small parts, like you mentioned there, Eric, that all of those are good things to empower those older kids to be a good role model and think safety first. Well, another thing I want to mention, though, are now the airborne toys. You know, we've had drones, and now we have drones of all different sizes, shapes, toys. A lot of toys now are airborne. So now we got to keep that in mind, some of those safety concerns dealing with all of the toys that might fly there, because, you know, we got to make sure we protect everyone else. You know, someone else might be flying that apparatus, and somebody standing a little distance away may not even be aware of it, and it could be flies right into them. So we got to worry about other people. And we also have to keep in mind other people's property. We don't want to destroy another person's property by one of our toys or whatever flying apparatus that we have. So all of those are good safety tips when you're looking at that whole family unit.
Most definitely. And we were talking a little while ago off air about gifting time. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, you know, I guess I probably respect that more now than I used to, now that I'm a grandpa, because the kids and the grandkids are always asking me, Grandpa, what do you want for Christmas? And the main thing I want is just time. I just want to spend time with the kids and the grandkids. I think that's what a lot of younger people may not realize, just how important gifting your time. Maybe you're volunteering. Maybe you're helping somebody out. You're helping them do something that they weren't able to get accomplished themselves. You know, giving of your time is priceless. You know, when we're helping everybody, and especially around the holiday season, maybe just to stop and visit with somebody, which is so hard to do during the times now where, you know, they're telling us to stay home and that type of thing. So maybe that time is just visiting with somebody on the phone.
Right, yeah.
Type of thing. Because, you know, we want to go visit with those people, but we're not supposed to be out there visiting. But just some of your time where you can give somebody a call and give them a listening ear and that type of thing. So that's a big importance. And volunteering is kind of what Progressive Agriculture Safety Days are all about. You know, we host around 400 Progressive Ag Safety Days all across North America. And it wouldn't happen if we didn't have thousands of volunteers. So volunteers volunteering their time to their communities and that type of thing is what the Progressive Ag programs were actually built on. And now we're in the season of giving. You know, we've had Giving Tuesday here that just passed by. And if you're still in that giving mood, you know, if you're interested in making a donation to the foundation, you can help send more kids to our Progressive Agriculture Safety Days. And you can do it very easily. You can go to our website, which is progressiveag.org. And there's a button there that you can donate right through the website. If you want to do it right through your cell phone, you can do that. You can text in Safety Day, one word, and then 44321. And that will be you can donate right to the Progressive Ag Safety Days that direction. Or they can even call our toll-free number, which is 888-257-3529. And we can make arrangements of the best and easiest way to make a foundation or to make a donation to the foundation. But all in all, it's just that season of giving. And, you know, Eric, I think when we look back, there's a lot of things that we could help other families do in the way of safety and improving the safety of the family.
Most definitely. Outstanding information again today, and always nice to chat with you, Bernard Jeske, with the Progressive Agricultural Foundation. And you have yourself a great holiday.
You too, Eric, and I thank you and KGLO for helping us get the safety message out, and you guys have a very Merry Christmas.